presence, and both are important at different degrees to different people, that you be personally present as well as that you minister. And so those are the things that vary from person to person, but both are important. Now he says in verse 25, now remember, he had a special revelation. I only have a sense of confidence, okay, but not a special revelation. Verse 25, and being confident of this, I know that I shall remain. Now that's not braggadocio, that's not presumption on my part. It is simply my current state of mind. My current state of mind is a mindset of peace and expectation. I don't think that my work is done. If my sense is correct, then the Lord will heal me. That there will be not a recurrence, or there will not be a fatal recurrence, if the sense that I have is correct, of the disease. But rather, there will be a putting it into abeyance. There will be a remission, or there will be at least a ceasing of its spread and progress, if it's His will. And if my own sense that my work is not yet done, and that my need for my presence is still there, and I think it is. Being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of the faith. Progress is your growth. Joy is your response to what is happening. It's one thing to say, okay, well, this is good for me. You know, I'm being fed, and this is my progress. But it's another thing for you to say, and I'm so glad. I'm so grateful to God that you're still here, and that you're still able to minister. And so he's saying it is for your progress, for your joy. For your progress and for your joy of faith. That you're rejoicing for me. Notice, he personalizes this. It's your prayers for me that will deliver, that are the means through which God will impart His grace. And it is your joy for me that will spill over into my life and buoy me up and lift up my own spirits as I sense your joy. You're not going to come around and say, "Oh, Ed, I'm so sorry. Where shall we put the body?" But if instead you say, "Ed, you're crazy to come here today. I don't know why in the world you came back so soon, but nevertheless, it's good to see you. And we miss you, and if you mean it. And, you know, we can't wait till you get back into the saddle and get back into teaching the Word. And we're really happy just to see you today, and we're going to be even happier if you continue to be here and to minister to us." That your joy, it says in verse 26, for me, may be more abundant. And that word for more abundant is the same word that means overflow. Like the River Nile overflows its banks. So the joy will be so full. You will be so grateful to the Lord, hopefully, as a result of my continuing here with you and as a result of the ministry that I'm able to have among you, that your joy will not only be present, but overflow and abound. And so he says that here in the conclusion, may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again. That wonderful phrase, here I am, I've come back to the class again today. But the same phrase here is used to refer to the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Parousia is the word for coming. And so he's saying, what is our great hope as believers? The coming of the Lord Jesus for his own. And he's saying to the folks at Philippi, there in Macedonia, that church that loved him so much and always tended to his needs, was the very first church in Europe to be established, and who always continually and consistently loved on him. He said to the Philippians, he said, and I want you to understand that I want you guys to continue to enjoy having me around. I want you to continue to enjoy having me around. And with that, we will close with a word of prayer. Let's go to the Lord. Yes. I'm sorry, would you speak up? Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. Let's do pray for that. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are confident and we expect you to do great and mighty things. I thank you for the sense of peace I have in my heart. I thank you for the sense of purpose that I have in my heart, that there is work yet to be done, that there are persons to whom my continued presence really matters, and that the ministry will be a cause of both growth and further joy. Father, I don't know what the outcome will be. I don't have a special revelation on this, but I do have a hope in you. And that hope will never be disappointed, no matter what the outcome, because my goal is the same, whether by life or by death, that Jesus would be magnified and glorified and exalted in my body and in my life. Father, we do want to remember the rally coming up, the Ten Commandments rally coming up with Judge Roy Moore, and we recognize that that here is a man who took a stand, a courageous stand, though some regarded him as foolish. Nevertheless, he was courageous enough to put up the Ten Commandments there in the rotunda of the Supreme Court in Alabama, and now there will be a rally to celebrate the Ten Commandments and its public display, their public display. Coming up. And we just pray, Father, that that rally will be a cause of encouragement to believers as we consider the fact that your word is to be always lifted up, that we're never to be ashamed of your word or of the Lord Jesus Christ. This we pray with thanksgiving today. Thank you, Father, that some folks are happy to still have me around. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, my friends.
It's the time to accelerate your...